And I'm going to introduce the next one right now. Then that is Cameron Perez Verdia. Cameron grew up in the Inupiaq village of Ukiavik. He graduated from Barrow High School and went on to obtain a bachelor's degree in communications from the University of Puget Sound and an MBA from Daniels College of Business at the University of Denver. He has held senior leadership positions for Alaska-based organizations, including Avant-Garde Learning Alliance, United Way of Anchorage, Cook Inlet Tribal Council, Catholic Social Services, Charter College, and APU. He was elected to the Anchorage School Board in 2013 and served 4 years, 1 year as vice president and one as president. Currently, he serves as the president and CEO of the Alaska Humanities Forum. Cameron is an avid runner, an outdoor enthusiast, and he lives in Anchorage with his wife and two young daughters. Please help me welcome Cameron Perez Verdia.
Oh, I think it's probably high enough. No, I think that'll work. Can you hear me? Yeah. All right. Did you know that there are trees that have lived to over 5,000 years old? Think about that for a second. 5,000 years old. Think about what's happened over the last 5,000 years in this world. The changes in human evolution, the wars that have been fought, the technology changes that have happened over that period of time, the generations that have come and gone, and all that time, that tree is sitting there, watching, listening to all of that go on. So, as mentioned, I'm from Utqiagvik, or Barrow, and there's not a lot of trees in Barrow. But I've always been fascinated by trees. I don't know why. So I had the opportunity, after going to college, to move to Japan, to a little place called Nishinomiya, which is between Osaka and Kobe. And I went there to live with a friend and teach English. I taught middle school and also a kindergarten class, which is a whole different story, not speaking Japanese. But my friend and I had a falling out, and I lost my housing. And if you don't know, housing in Japan's really hard to get. So I had to come back to Alaska, back home. And so I came back to Anchorage. And, you know, I was 22 years old, and I was feeling kind of lost. I didn't know where I wanted to be, or who I wanted to be, or what I wanted to be. So one day I decided to go on a walk to a place probably many of you have been, to the Prospect Heights trailhead. You've been to Prospect Heights? Right. So, you know, I took off on that real flat, straight part of it. And then, you know, you take that left turn up onto the ridge, and you have that beautiful view of Anchorage. And, you know, you turn to the right, and you go back down, and there's this little wooden bridge right down there. And I was standing on that bridge, thinking about my life, thinking about where I was and where I wanted to be. And, you know, if you walk right across the bridge, and just to the left, there's this tree. And it's sort of by itself. It's this beautiful, beautiful tree. And I saw that tree, and for some reason, it called to me. And so I walked over there, and I put my hands on it. It's not something I normally do, is go around and putting my hands on trees. But I put my hands on this tree, and I felt something. I felt the roots of that tree diving deep into the earth. I felt a connection to all things that had ever been, to all people that had ever been. I felt this amazing connection to the earth and to all things. And I felt this amazing sense of calm and hope and of possibilities. And from that day forward, that wasn't just a tree, that was my tree. And I visited that tree many times over the years. A few years later, after I got divorced from my first wife, didn't see that coming, I went to that tree, and I talked to it about, was it my fault? Did I not work hard enough? You know, it was supposed to be for life, right? But that tree made me remember that, you know, I had to trust my instincts, and I could find my own path. And that was going to be okay. Several years later, quite a few years later, I came to that tree with my two little girls, Isabel and Mariela, and I had them put their little hands on that tree and feel that connection. And we talked about our family, we talked about our ancestors, we talked about the fact that we're connected to all things. It was amazing. And that tree reminded me that, you know, I've got to make sure that I stop and cherish every single moment, especially with them. About 5 years ago, I went back to that tree after my sister Kathleen committed suicide. It changed everything. Changed my whole life. And I don't know if I can explain this, but I don't understand how you can have these emotions that are so different. How you can be so angry and so sad at the same time. How you can hate somebody for what they've done to your family because of what they chose to do, but at the same time love them so much and miss them so much. And that tree reminded me that, you know, I needed to feel those feelings really intensely. I needed to feel all of it. But I also needed to remember to let go. So the last time I was at that tree was this summer. And I had just celebrated my 10th anniversary married to my wife. Yay! And we had a great conversation. I talked about the fact that I'm in a really good place. I'm really happy with where I am. And I'm looking forward to the future. It's a really humbling experience to stand in front of a tree that has been there for 100 years, 1,000 years, and to know that it's heard all of these people go by, all of these amazing stories and discussions that are happening as people pass. So, if you're ever at Prospect Heights and you're walking down that little trail and you walk across that bridge, look to the left and look at that tree, my tree, and I'll share it with you. And share a story of your own. And maybe go up and put your hands on it and feel your own connection. And make sure you say hi for me. Thanks.